Blog Talk Radio.
MCMI Radio, real talk, real radio. GMS warming it up. LR Blitzkrieg in the place.
I'm on the rise and I'm heading to the top. I'm on the grind and it's never gonna stop.
Yeah, wake up in the morning, grab my bag and go to school. Hustling, what the hell am I doing here, man? Am I a fool? They say you strive for what you want, failure is just a stone.
I get that.
4-7, get a base and make them fucking move. See, I'm with that, but man, I need a break. Kit Kat, 6 wanted that dick, and I'm the pimp named Slick Back. As a youth, I struggled with the nerds and the riffraff. I've been down so long, man, it's time for that get back. So get back, my motto was play the game like the lotto. Spend money to make money, this game is like a grotto. You in shallow waters, you girls scouts ain't never spitting. Bunch of daughters, but I'm balling on this court like athletic lawyers. Yeah.
I'm on the rise and I'm headed to the top.
got a lot on my mind again. I've been out of alignment. I'm looking down in a bottle of Heineken. I've been drowning my sorrows and pride again. With a little bit of grime and a lot of grit. I've been entering and priming about my shit. Gonna win, better let it count down again. I'm a little bit of devil, a rebel, and I'm a leveling killer with the intelligence of medical development. No settling. I ain't open the door for y'all whores. I ain't never been a gentleman. Sit down when I get down. Everybody gonna spot getting ripped now. Everybody gonna trip now. When I hit, little bitch, better get out. How in the hell will I write my wrongs? I don't care anymore, I just write my songs. We've been living in the dark so long, but life's a beautiful bitch till the light is on. And get ugly to fuck me, you had to drug me. If you talk shit, hope your ass is lucky. Anybody that'll try to pump me, get cut like cats, you had to fuck me.
I'm on the rise and I'm headed to the top, 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 top.
MC,
MI, classic hip hop shit.
MCMI Radio, real talk, real radio.
Let's get 'em. We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sacks, seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came me stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, pair of sneakers came from the G gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas' dreams coming to fruition. Stumble, but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We used to listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three, 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whipped the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, stunting to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, ring. Had a grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young. It's just different.
Ooh. Yeah. MCMI Radio. Real talk, real radio, real hip hop.
Host that down on that one.
We're real everything. Yo, Blitz, tell us about that joint, man, that we just heard. That's some new.
Yeah, the new hotness. Yeah, that's Rick Ross off of his new album, God Forgives I Don't, with Dr. Dre and Jay-Z. Dope joint.
Word, word. We also played a joint by Pawnee. What's the name of that joint? Looking for it. Oh, hey, produced by Jay Dilla. And Brenton Brown's To the Top featuring Emilio Rojas, friend to the show, friend to the website. MCMIReport.com if you don't know. We got a special guest with us this week. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, porn stars, midget wrestlers, and everyone else out there checking this show out? Yo, that MCMI sample is hilarious. I love that y'all got the knowledge to do that right there.
No doubt.
And also, shout out to Apani. Apani was the MC from back in the days. Her and Blitz used to hold hands in the village, and she started wanting to rhyme. And, you know, it's really good that she continued to rock. And it was good to hear that joint right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Word, word. So, you know, I think people who know you already know who you are because of your introduction. But for those that don't know, we got Destroy in the house. Oh. MC.
Sorry, I forget to say my name.
MC.
My name is Blitz. My name is Blitz, a.k.a. GMS. I look
Blitz
like Destroy. Pumpkinhead. And I smell like Pac FM.
Wow.
So what's good, homie?
Everything's fantastic. You know, right now, currently just doing a lot of the sporting events throughout the country. I've been fortunate to work for NBA, for NFL, NCAA, hosting these events. And when it comes to that, that degree of hosting, it's a little bit more you know, family-orientated, but it also has an edge because I think that's why they hire me. They like that I have the New York thing going on. And it's really dope, you know. I'm just, you know, being in circles, hanging out with, like, you know, I take a shit in Allen Iverson's crib, steal freestyle bottles from LeBron James's house, you know, all take a shit in Russell Simmons' house, and, you know, all that weird shit.
Or
you need to put a bid in to do a show or host the Brooklyn Nets joint. That'd be hot.
Yeah, right now the Brooklyn Nets, it's good, cool that you say that. Right now the Brooklyn Nets have contacted me twice already. And
but you're not getting back to them, right, because you're too large. Like,
That gig will be the greatest gig because, obviously, me being a Brooklyn boy, it would be awesome. You know, that was something that came through the NBA ranks where they were like, you know, they were interested in talking to me. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. So right now they got my information sitting in front of them along with all the other stuff that they're preparing for the season. I'm not really on them because – you know, in that sort of world, in these like sporting or with legit companies, you don't really need to be on top of people in a certain sense. Not like hip hop, because they actually, it's their job, you know.
Right, right.
In this scenario, like I know.
They're going to follow through.
Yeah, I know like, you know, the key people. So they call me in their interest because, you know, I'm a commodity to them. Because I already work with NBA anyway, so they want to make sure they. And it's also don't get it twisted. It's also like a secret society family type deal. You know what I mean? All these things. It's pretty funny. Like, you know,
it's nepotism. That's what you're saying. That's messed up, man.
How is it?
How come? So you're saying it's nepotism. That's messed up, man. I can't get a hookup. You know everybody.
Well, the thing is that, see, I'm not white. See, and Blitz, who is albino. Blitz, who, like, you know, see, everybody loves Blitz. You know, at the end of the day, America was created for him. You know, the flags look like his bed. You know, and that's why July 4th is really his birthday.
Right.
So, you know, that's the American
birthday.
Life.
That's a coincidence, though.
No, but anyway, like I was saying, so it's a very tight knit. What I mean is a family. So a lot of people, they bring somebody in only because they know that this guy has been working with these people for a number of years. You know what I mean? So, I'm also the arena host for Red Bulls. Soccer, which is a major league soccer team. I know a lot of Americans are not crazy about the whole soccer thing, but it's really dope because, you know, I'm there with 25,000 people giving away TVs and flights. And, I mean, not me, literally, but, you know, I'm the guy. So I'm really fortunate.
You know, what you basically are doing is you're getting to MC. And a lot of current people that do rap music, they just rap in their home studio or they go to the studio, they make a song, they put it on YouTube, they put it on iTunes or whatever they're doing. And they forget, like, it's also a job to MC and to entertain and to keep the party live. And people have known that you a good person for that for the longest. I mean, you started out hosting the hip-hop shows, and now you're just All-American Entertainment, you know.
Yeah, just, you know. I still,
I'm glad that you get to have fun
stuff.
And do that.
I got that B-Minor versus Executioner's event coming up, you know, and I did that Ghostface event that I seen y'all at, which was awesome. So, you know, I keep my heart, that keeps me happy. That keeps my soul happy, you know. You know it don't pay, but the other stuff does, so I'm content.
Right.
I'm glad that you know the key people and that we know you, so that if you do get that Brooklyn Nets job, we might get it. That's all I got to say about
that. Let's think small. He's like, I don't need a job or a hookup. I need just some tickets, man.
I need some tickets, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They probably don't even work in that department.
we get to those tickets in a little bit in the rest of this conversation.
Yeah, we're gonna give some away on the show. Some advanced tickets to 1 year from now when you get that job, even.
I drew the crayon myself.
I tell you,
so
man. Say it.
So yo, Destroy, we on MCMI, we have a label and we dropped two singles this week. One is off of PH's album, which the album has come out already, and this is a single off of it that we just started promoting. It's King Latifah. They got a lot of buzz in the underground. You know, the DJs was feeling it, telling us that's the one. So we put it out by itself as a single now. Mm-hmm. And we have a new artist that we're working with, and we re-released one of his joints on MCMI to get it some more exposure. His name is Meds, and that joint is called SMS. So we're going to rock these joints, and when you hear a Destroy record playing, that means we're coming back to talk to Destroy, because I'm going to throw on a Destroy record. I'm not telling you which one yet, but you know what I'm saying? So let's take care of this, and we'll be back in about...
King Latifah.
In a few minutes, know what I'm saying? King Latifah, get it right.
I got it. I said King Latifah.
Okay, I was making sure.
I seen the T-shirt. I need a baby tee so that my belly ring can show. Son, it's the summer.
No problem.
Yo, we'll make you a onesie, a giant onesie.
Thank you.
Extra hot pink. Don't worry about it. I got you.
No doubt. So, yo, this is MCMI Radio, Real Talk, Real Hip Hop, PH King Latifah. We'll be back with Destroy.
Yeah, man. I'm going to just say this. This is my saying, my favorite saying. PH. Don't watch me, bitch-ass niggas. Watch Oprah. check it, yo. Contrary to popular belief, I've been around the world putting fire on them beats. When the album drop, a few rappers gon' retire in that week. I perspire in sheets with chicks that favor Samaya Reed.
That's right.
Nigga, my track records got smash records. Sip rum and turn stuntman, I act reckless. So why question my rank and status?
I'm Mayweather with the moves.
My right hook is like Tank Abbott. In a whip murdered out, listening to Black Sabbath. Paranoid, perp got me seeing flashing lights and badges.
Oh,
version 6.0, my range,
whoa.
I'm in a lane you can't be in.
Oh,
I rock nations, I'm not waiting, I'm a med student, I don't got patience. I keep a 100, like a pop station, I'm the underground king, I do my thing, stop playing. Was handed down in 96. I haven't taken it all since. I got spectacular offense. My favorite words are body bags, urns, and coffins. That's what rappers get tossed in. I'm an animal. I lead corporates. I move for that money fast like a dolphin with four fins. Your favorite rappers study me. Try to copy the flow, but failed they test. They couldn't rewrite my summary. I've been through wars. I got battle scars. I'm sick. Your flow don't exist like unicycle handlebars. Whoever spit average with the poems can get hanged and beheaded for challenging the throne. My pen hotter than charred pieces of coal, brother. I get crazy on the track like Keisha Cole's mother. I got a round table of rappers that seen bodies. This battleship belong to us. All hell, Team Homie. Yeah, I said it. If you feel otherwise, you get put in the freezer with some other guys. I ain't stop at 16. I'ma keep flowing. Art imitates life. I ain't stop at 16. So I had to keep going. My word, I hope respect noted. Cause even if my legs broke, and shit could get ugly like Greg Oden. So last words, I'ma let you know one thing. It's one life, one love, and it could only be one king.
Yeah, Pablo Box in the house.
back the knife, slap your wife back to life. What is it willing to sacrifice? Half the night, nigga said I needed a drug.
Yo, D, you be wildin'.
The beat makes me rub. The lab radical bad habits feed into rap savage. I had rabbits when it was shit. I would laugh at it. I don't think so. You mean cold and think flow, cause think flow. Drown days, but I can never, cause I found waves. Make down waves, so down slate from underground caves. Half Megatron crying and beg the dawn to let his arm go. Or he get his mantra in the set of bombs. But hold up, watch yourself when we roll up. We making people go nuts, and so what? After that you blow up, we roll out. Your mascots will map off program rap taco. Who? Hood? Flip? Like? The lunatic that soon to get ill, expect to lose.
Why?
When? I? Strike? So I press to use effective rules, so get your shoes in. Come and see how we destroy the beat. Wow. Hype on it, me wow. Head saying G wow. At the end, we doubt. We now in the gal. You weak gas. You sleep fast. It's when the street gas. Cause there's a deep gas. It's what the street flash. Hold up. Watch yourself when we roll up. We making people go. So what? After that you blow up, we roll out. After that you blow up, then we roll out. After that you blow up, then we roll out. Yeah, we transform, the jam's on, is how we go out.
Niggas be rolling.
Pop up a whole lot. Pop up a whole lot.
Niggas be rolling.
Pop up a whole lot.
Holy cow.
Dead by the sport caster, my thoughts flash. Your lyrics so hard, I call flapper. I taught masters. Joking rebels, smoking devils in this game. I smoke the levels, eating cocoa pebbles. Destroy wild like Gene Simmons. My team winning, got DJ Fiend spinning in clubs. You see them and bring rap storms to platforms. Even attack spawn, his back torn by fat thorns. Jimmy crack horn and I don't care for rack horns. We got bombs, stock bombs, hot dogs. More hits than dot bombs, man. Sippy the pamphlets, I like my fans. Stick moving like transit bandits. Or canvas hands, quick to Trevor ever. Got better ways to battle renegades. Set a day when they get the play. Tell them to bring their Medicaid. Cause every letter's play, seven slays, seven lays. Steady blaze, you are too drunk.
Now I'm a ray trade.
Smack in the middle, you attacking with little slacking with riddles while tracking the giggle. Catch your back in the pickle. That's what happens to jiggle. That's what you get for rapping with bibble. Snacking on kibbles and bits, I tackle and rip you to shit. Hold up, watch yourself when we roll up. We making people go nuts, and so what? After that, you blow up, we roll out.
Yeah, yeah, that was Destroy on MCMI Radio. Destroy.
Destroy, brother. That song right there, Rollout, is the one that made me rich. And
when did it come out?
That song came out, it was in 2001.
Okay.
It was right after
the
whole...
Y'all hearing this old shit, you're going to hear some new shit later, you know what I mean?
Right.
That was the one that blew you up, though, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the one that got me paid, man. I got crazy paid over that. So right now I'm chilling, you know, in the mansion. You know, I got 8 pit bulls, a driveway, and a skateboard, and a Razor scooter. A nice juicy couture edition.
Damn, a skateboard?
Yeah.
You got a pet transformer.
He thought I was so rich.
Dude, you so rich? You got a pet transformer?
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, I'm still hyped on Transformers. I love Transformers, like a lot of us from our generation, and I still got a lot of the toys. So, you know.
Yeah, that's why that's your logo. I mean, you always had that logo.
Yeah.
First record, I always seen it.
Yeah, I was pretty hyped about it, especially when I seen a female in Cleveland with the logo on her elbow. I was like, say what, son?
No doubt.
All right, so hold up. You still have some Transformer toys, what you're telling me?
Yeah, I have Soundwave. I have Starscream.
I was going to ask you what your prized possession was of your Transformers collection.
I have a poster that I have bought when I was on tour, and I did a X Games awards event, and the next day I did Aerosmith MTV Icons event. So it's back to back. And
nice.
On this poster is the Autobot logo with Optimus Prime. And the reason why I love it so much is because I have a lot of celebrities who autographed it, and they were mad hyped to autograph it. So yeah, I got Jay-Z, I got the Aerosmith dudes, Janet Jackson, Jay Leno,
wow.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. I got a lot of people, you know, because I was in the back. I was just chilling because I was doing one of the presentations or something, so.
Word. But, yo, later for all that, we about to talk about something that is going to mean that Destroy is the celebrity
right.
who's going to be signing posters
uh-huh,
in the future.
Uh-huh.
And because you're working on some big film stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right now,
me and another fellow who some people may know of as Mr. Complex, he's had a long career in film, and he was been wanting to do a full-length because he's done a lot of full-length for other companies, like American Gangster, Are We There Yet? And he wanted to do a full-length, and he was like, you know, he's seen some jokes that I had said, and he was like, yo, I think there was this one specific joke that I had said, and he was like, yo, tell me some stories about this. Like, why'd you, you know? And it came out that he's seen a story in it, and we sat down, we mapped out all those little stories that I told him and formed it into a script. And next thing you know, we got a producer who was feeling the whole thing too, and we started the Kickstarter, and now we're raising money to get this film done.
Okay. So you and Mr. Complex co-wrote this. Is that what you're saying? You guys are
right,
the writers?
Right, right. Mr. Complex, he designed everything that I said. So, yeah, he definitely is a co-writer in it. So
okay.
I said, yo,
based on your original
I was killing.
Idea. Okay.
Yeah. Based off of crazy stories, you know, I mean.
Right.
I've been, you know, from Snapple bottles and women and you know, crazy other stories that, you know, that happened to me and just putting that out there. And I also feel that I was not everyone that is out there in film is to relate to certain personas like, you know, the gangster, the thugs type stuff. I didn't sell drugs. I only held money in my life, and that wasn't really like a big deal. But you know, there's old people that live in the hood, and there's funny ass people that live in the hood as well. And I'm one of those funny ass people. And I just feel that There's all types of dynamics to where we come from. And
right. Yeah, everything that's real, just because people say, oh, keep it real, spit that reality. Reality is every part of life. It's not only about gangsterism and stuff, you know. It's an
right.
everyday struggle that all of us can do.
Not everybody's like Blitz.
Exactly.
So what's the name of the film?
The name of the film is called The Funny Thing About Making Sex. It was originally a joke. I said every romantic comedy should be called The Funny Thing About Trying to Fuck. And then New York Times printed it, and we went through it, and I was like, we can't use the word fuck. It's not going to work, you know? So I used to say making sex. Yo, I was making sex with that chick's face, you know, as a joke. And, you know, so then I was like, yo, it's just going to be The Funny Thing About Making Sex.
Yeah, say that one more time. Say that again.
What?
The quote with the, say that line.
Oh, chill, my nephews are listening to this show. Chill.
Yo, you crazy. Your nephews are listening to songs that say shit, bitch. I heard all the curses
in
the songs already.
But the thing is, the songs to get away with it, because that's art, because they're performing art. But you are just talking.
Right.
So you're being a bad influence.
I was
you're just cursing on the
with
radio.
A chick's face.
How dare you?
So that's how that came about. So we cleaned it up a little bit, and it's The Funny Thing About Making Sex. So if a person was to go to Kickstarter.com, search Funny Thing, and then they could see all the information about what the movie is about, who I am and Mr. Complex is, and hopefully they'll take advantage and donate to it. But it all, you know, my career in wanting to do film, wanting to do this, stems from my history, which is a nice long history.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that history. because you've been doing hip-hop records for a minute. And now you're, you know, then you've been hosting a lot of stuff, and now you're getting into the acting with this movie. And, you know, I hope everything works out. I want to see this movie. Because you're a funny character, whether we're just hanging out or whether you're on stage on a mic. You know, you have the personality. You got the tweets, the Facebook, and all that. So, you know, I think acting, especially comedic acting, is definitely the next step for you. Well, let's go back in the day. Tell us how you first got started, because I remember you were working with Tony Touch, and then you had a crew that kind of blew up, and that's what really...
Right. So back in the crack era of Bushwick is when, at the end of it, is when I met Tony Touch, who was working at a record shop. And I just started rhyming, and we got together, and I was probably about 16, and he was already, you know, in his, I think he was like 20. Yeah, he was an older dude already.
Shout out to Tony Touch, I'm just playing.
You know, started going to clubs, doing his mixtapes, and the popularity started with the mixtape stuff, of course. I was like a neighborhood dude, like, oh, snap, Video Music Box and stuff. It was funny. And then, you know, I wanted to have a crew with me because it was just me and Tony. And I was, you know, I said, let me get a bunch of dudes together who love the same thing I love. And we actually had a crew, but the crew was like, you know, your regular ignorant dudes who like, you know, like to fight, go to, you know, do a lot of dumb shit. And I was like, listen, I ain't trying to wild out. I just want to have dudes who love hip hop and like to do anything that has to do with any element of hip hop. And that ended up being the guys who were in The Arsonist. Put out the single with Bobbito, and that was, you know, really nice success. And we had a nice run after that because we was able to tour without having an album and just having that one single. But that was back in the days. Of course, times have changed. But
you know, back then, you basically were dope if you could rock a stage show. And you guys could rock a stage show, and a couple of you are B-boys, and you all animated, and you have flow, you know what I'm saying? So I think The Arsonist was really respected because they tore it down on stage, and that, of course, you know, translated hopefully to record sales and notoriety and all that.
Yeah,
how I remember it, and that's what my hearing of The Arsonist, you know?
Well, I appreciate it, and it was, and is important to me because I love the culture, and you know, whenever I see anything going on, I heckle things I don't like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be grumpy about it, but I feel if I'm, you know, I'll give you an example. That kid Astro, remember Astro who was performing? He's a young guy, young kid, he's about 15 years old. He performed and he was blessed with an opportunity to perform in front of about 10,000, 15,000 people in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and that traffic department was insane.
And that was a great opportunity. And I'm gonna tell you two situations now. The female who I forgot her name, she rocked, but her set, which was about 20 minutes, it was none of it was really her songs. You know, they were all beats by Premier or something Jay-Z rapped off of. And I was like, you know, maybe she's not prepared to do a show. You know, an artist should have their a majority of it should be their music, and then they should rock instrumentals, you know, beats the way MCs do it. You know, we all want a Nas instrumental and just rock over it, or Primo beat, whatever it is, that's cool. But, you know, and I told her about that, like, you know, maybe you should have your songs really knocked out so that when you come on stage, you're performing your music and people know you, you know.
Right.
This kid Astro who rocked, and he was dope. Really had a good head on his shoulders, spoke well, young kid who had some kind of, you know, he had some backbone, and that was great. The only thing I had an issue with, and I told him backstage, was like, you're rhyming over the lyrics, and that's not cool. You should know these lyrics. He's like, I know the lyrics, but, you know, I run out of breath. And then I told him, you know, you have a DJ there with a mic. Let him learn the lyrics. You know, so it's I'm not...
Right.
Trying to dog these kids or dog anybody. I'm really just being
what
real,
you're
like,
kids coming up and you're just schooling them, you know what I mean? You're like an uncle,
you know, I don't want it, they didn't really come at me like if it was like they didn't take it as hate because the kid's father was there and his uncle was there, and that dude looked like he eats bricks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
So, but I was saying it more in the sense of the presentation of hip hop. You know what I mean? What it looks like. It should always be dope. But you know, that's at the end of the day, that's why the Arsonist shows were like that. I was very Professor Griffish. I would look at everybody like, no, do this, do that, you know, because I want to make sure everything was dope.
Right. Well, I didn't know that. He was behind the scenes, you know, orchestrating and helping to make sure that the stage shows were precise and all that, you know.
Yeah, Q was, he comes from that Boogie Down Bronx mentality where they used to do those routines. So he brought that to the table, and we were just like, yo, let's just go in. Let's just go in and represent.
Yo, I'm gonna play some music from Arsonist, and then some stuff. You guys split up and did solo careers, and the group got smaller and stuff like that, but y'all still remain friends and did music over the years. So I'm going to throw on a couple of records that you guys did. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you more about this film. I want to know who you've casted so far, you know, and what's
mm-hmm.
going on with it, and
all right.
what's going to happen when the Kickstarter's reached.
Yeah, yeah,
so
definitely.
We'll come back to build on that.
Definitely.
All right?
So, yeah,
here we go. I'm going to set it off with The Session. This is the single that Fondalum
mm-hmm.
Records, Barbito. This is the single that really set it off for the Arsonist. And
yes.
I'll play a few joints and we'll come back on radio. Real Talk, Real Radio.
Like a spray can, punks get played. Like all K's up in Playland. This guy smashes and pull out eyelashes. Send with my masses. kick. Before cruise ships, I had to deal with the boom. It's dry producing. Connect, you boom bits. You have drama like new clips. It gets stupid to make fools quick like they move quick. Out of the game, put the broom sick. So move quick. The view sick. The smooth bitch, you can lose it. So many groups quick. Because of music, because dudes and crew slip. You could be substituted like my new if. Disputed. Oh, what about driving Q-tip? What about driving Q-tip? You think you could survive the show? It must go on. If my label's trying to save line with tricks, they life is at risk. Yeah, the show must go on. When it ends in my crew starts like an I recruit new cats that make it happen. The show must go on. If radio don't want to play this, then I'ma stay rich and make hits. The show must go on. Cause I got brothers with needs and we don't like sitting in okay. We rocking these shows or we started. Nothing like a peace conference. Tell us these bump is why he's coming. For these artists that can send them like the Steve Wallace. That speak garbage, speak guns, and eat the armpit, see jarvis. We heartless, what's the chief wanted? Deep starving the dudes to which the police watching. To be honest, I have your brain in three omelets. We promise to leave your head like a squeezed orange. Keep walling till I'm chilling with deep pockets. And be a legend to my people like no bean blotted. I speak Spanish, Ebonic, got street knowledge. Walling crazy like Steve over at me, Martin. You be slaughtered with the deceased carcass in the green forest. Only Montana's face deep guarded. We stomping regardless, the Steve wanted. These cops can't shut down when we started.
When I see the ignoramus, flames from invigorating form of entertainment, leave their whole frame incinerated, innocent until the proof is shown. And when the truth is known, the whole roof is blown. Plot revealed, they're not the real. Now get off the block before you shot and kill. I ain't even gonna candy coat it. Look when calamity tragically exploded, the fantasy is frozen. 5-0, raid the block, hoes in a state of shock. Haters wanna take my spot, but they ain't as hot. But they can blame that, or where they brain at. Flossing all the weak jewels, dazzling the freaks and dudes, speaking to you. You figure she fool, but she got her own deceitful moves to try to teach you. My dialect dissects entire environments where life is a test, but striving for the best.
The show must go on. If my label's crying, if they're lying with tricks, say life is at risk. The show must go on. Once again, then my crew starts slacking. I recruit new cats and then make it happen. The show must go on. Even if radio don't want to play this, I'ma stay rich and make hits. The show must go on. Cause I got brothers with needs and they don't like splitting their deal. Come on. I remember back in the
MCMI.
Hello?
You are now in tune with Brooklyn's finest GMS on the ones and twos.
Yeah, the show must go on, and our show must go on. So we're back with Destroy in the place. Talking about his new film that he wrote and is going to be starring in, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, the only reason, truthfully, that the only way it will be made is if this film is funded. So we're counting and hoping that everyone that has ever checked a link or that know of me or Complex or just could enjoy a good story could go on and donate to make this film
possible.
Tell
them again where they do that. Say the whole name of the movie. They can search for it, make sure they get it right.
So the website that we're doing this through is called Kickstarter.com. You go on to Kickstarter.com, and then you search the funny thing about making sex. Or if that's too long, you could just search the funny thing. When you go there, you see a picture of a guy holding a bouquet of flowers and a pit bull about to get that guy with a female holding the pit bull. Once again, Kickstarter.com, funny thing about making sex. And when you're on there, that's when you can check all the information there and donate. You could tweet it, you could share it, anything, blog, email blast will be greatly appreciated.
What's the goal? What's the amount you're trying to hit?
So right now
the
goal is $26,000. To make a full length film for $26,000 is is hardcore. You know, it's but we're relying on you know, my network and my connections, along with Complex's you know, film contacts as well, to make this possible. So, you know, it is a low number, and we did it because we wanted it to be something that was realistic to the donor.
Right. But at the same time, you guys think that even in meeting this goal, you will be able to get the film done and done well, because you guys have so many connects that can help you out, even though you're not having the huge budget that most movies have to.
Right, correct. You know, we will have a lot of favors, you know.
Right.
I've had people who didn't know that I was doing this, and based off of this, they've called me like, hey, I've been doing film for a while, or, you know, I got the lighting, if you need me to be a grip that day, or if you want me behind, I just want to experience it. You know, there's a lot of people who legitimately just want to help and
yeah.
also, you know, gain the experience. So I'm excited about the process. But, you know, to get to that point, we would definitely need to raise the money. To let you guys know, if we've raised $25,000, right? And you know, it counts down, the sad truth is that we won't receive $25,000. The money will go back to the donor. So the only way we will make this money, if it reaches $26,000.
Gotcha.
Then we will be able to make the movie. So everyone that is you know, have checked it, and everyone that is listening, it would be very significant if you're a smoker, if you could just hold off on a couple of those cigarettes and just you know, donate a train fare or a pack of cigarettes, whatever it is. I mean, in the sense of its value, onto the Kickstarter, it would not only do something good for your health, but it also do something good for you know, this film being made. So anything will be greatly appreciated.
So I got two questions for you. First question is, I know you guys have some great talent already lined up for the movie, so let us know who those people are, and then tell me how much I have to donate to get a scene with some very sexy woman.
So right now we're trying to make this film not so hip hop ish, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's of course a romantic comedy, and I'm not having, you know, I'm not trying to rap in there. I don't want nobody rapping in it. There's not going to be any, you know, any sad beats or backpackers. Nothing like that's going to be happening unless it makes sense with the story, you know. And we do have something, but it's very light. So everything is done subtle. The lead character, he has a character tick where he collects 80s and 90s memorabilia. And in that memorabilia will be like J. Lou the Damager stickers, a Beastie Boys t-shirt, or a Mobb Deep t-shirt from their first album, posters, promotional items from back in the days. And a big thing, very significant in his life, is vinyl. So he's a vinyl collector. Now, he don't want to be a DJ. He don't want to be a rapper. He just loves music.
Right.
So we're doing that. So in saying that, I didn't want to have it to, like, have DMX to act in the movie in a role where he'll act like DMX. You know, it will make no sense. So right now we're really light. We got Jean Grey, who is a character, as you guys may know, and her role is not going to be playing a rapper. She's going to be playing a girl who beats my character up. And I'm stoked for that to happen. I got Big Daddy Kane, who's going to punch me in my face. I'm really hyped for that to happen. As far as, like, the legitimate actors, right now we have this guy, Godfrey, who's on 30 Rock right now, and he was on Zoolander. And we got another brother named Al Thompson, who is in Love Don't Cost a Thing, and some other recent relevant stuff that I forgot. But, you know, obviously you can see where the budget is, so we can't go crazy. We can't really wow out unless, you know, I could really pull a string, or if Complex could pull something amazing. But, you know, we're actually in talks with some good people, but, you know, they want to see this happen. They want to see the money raised. They've seen the script, they like it, and they just want to see the money raised, because then it'd be a whole, you know, yo, come on, hook us up. And I'm not trying to do the hip-hop mentality with the film. You know, I really want it to be done very professionally and very organized, so that the end result could come of quality and everybody that was a part of it could enjoy the process.
Yeah. So,
and as far as you getting in the movie and hanging out with a very attractive woman, we do have pledge levels. So, you know, depending on how much a person donates, they can get credits in the film. They can get executive producer, associate, or they could be featured, or they could be in a scene in the film as well.
Okay.
So, you know, these are different incentives. We're also, you know, I have some of that vinyl, like that collector vinyl that is rare, that I'm going to be giving away. And as we're talking about the sporting events, you know, depending on what a person donates, I can get them, you know, skybox seats at a soccer game. And I also host NBA All-Star, so a person could come and watch the All-Star game as well, depending on how much they donate. So,
right.
You know, with
not familiar with Kickstarter, you know, how it works. It's not just getting to help make a great, great movie with, you know, some real good talent. You also, depending on, like you said, how much you pledge, you get different incentive levels that, you know, will make you feel very good about, you know, helping this film be made.
Yeah, with the understanding, you know, the Judd Apatow films like 40-Year-Old Virgin and stuff like that, a lot of those actors weren't really known. And it just worked out for all of them. And so, you know, my background, after the hip-hop, I've been doing improv. I've been doing a lot of comedy stuff in front of people who don't know that I'm D-Story, because I don't want to bias crowd. I want people who don't know me to laugh and you know, legitimately be like, that kid is funny, you know?
So, D-Story, we're running down on time. Real quick, give us, like, a quick synopsis of exactly what happens in the film.
The film's about a kid who's his heart gets broken. His girl that he loves and his fiance ends up fucking his barber, and he finds out, and then he needs to find someone else because his parents have been together for more like 40 plus years. So he's trying to find somebody to fall in love with in an environment where everything's about sex, like the film Sex and the City, or like us when we go to clubs. Like, you know, we really trying to fall in love with a chick we just dance reggae with. I'm not sure, but we do want to fall in love and grow old with someone. So it's like a task of him trying to find true love when everyone around him is like, nigga, we're trying to fuck. Or, you know, even chicks, you know, even females like, yo, B, you trying to fall in love? I don't know. I'm just trying to get some ass right now. So it's his quest throughout finding love. And being that he works at a cell phone store, what one of his player friends suggests is that we put down these phones next to attractive women and act like we lost them. And we'll call them and be like, hey, miss, you found my phone? And that's how he starts going on adventures. So
that's kind of slick. Is that something you did before? Yeah. Or did you just come up with that as a funny idea?
Yeah, we came up with it as a funny idea.
Oh, okay. That's not a D-Story move, leaving the phone.
Nah, D-Story would just go in front of the girl and drop his pants and be like, let's fuck, bitches. No, I'm playing with y'all. But yeah, that's it, guys. It's the funny thing about making sex. Hit Kickstarter.com once again and donate whatever you can. We will greatly appreciate it.
Word up. And you can also get more info because we blogged it on MTMIReport.com.
Thank you.
So we're going to sign off on the live stream, but we'll still be recording for the bonus hour, and we're about to play all this new music, a bunch of D-Story points, a bunch of new stuff that just came out. So for those of you that want to hear it, you're going to have to download later. But this is GMS and Blitzkrieg signing off for MCMI Radio with D-Stroy.
Peace.
Peace.
some good, nigga. Millsy. Money on my mind. Fuck the bullshit. My security is a full clip. Niggas talking slick, but they hearts dry. Wanna impress me, send your enemy to the sky. I'm tired of all these corny ass rappers, so-called trappers, telling they story backwards, talking all that white shit. You ain't never happy. Post office visits, only time you stamp the package. Shame on me for yet to have an album and a rapper. But nigga, shame on you for every album getting whacker. And you a dick rider, switch sider, certified click hopper, still getting nada. Niggas cat fighting with the team on that sneak shit. Making diss records, but keeping it secret. Throwing darts like a bitch instead of bombing like a warrior. Just let me know it's some pussy in all of you. What's up, nigga? I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Man, something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? Yeah, I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? Sucker ass nigga, never moved a brick. You old frontin' ass nigga. What happened to them chains? Say something about that nigga. Use a peon. Pissed off cause we on. Getting dead presidents and ain't no Cleons. But I heard your man talking to them people, nigga. I heard a couple states got killers trying to see you, nigga. Cut the bullshit. You came from a great home. Never missed a meal, and in your city that is well known. If you really had that worth like you said you do, when the empire fell, they would've came to get you. But since your man's sitting up and you out here riding dicks, evidently that shit wasn't true. We mobbed up over here, nigga, yeah, nigga, change your address to up there, nigga. And just to be clear, nigga, I dare, nigga, we in the same game, see each other everywhere, nigga. What up? I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Man, something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? Yeah, I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Man, something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? Fuck everybody trying to come in while I'm seeing beat. If you fall under that umbrella, it's whatever. May the Lord be with you when them hollow tips hit you. Your label mates and CEO gon' cry and then forget you. Sign somebody else and keep it moving like the mailman. While your bitch ass rotting in hell, damn. Father, forgive us, but thou shalt not let any pretenders come against us. Behead him, dead him, let that lead a studio. Who the fuck let him? Who the fuck okayed that? Lay him down, wave cap, no grease, all war, no peace, all action, no twisting. When you see me, nigga, please don't speak. Just be about all that shit you been rapping about. Be a man of your word, nigga, carry it out. Fuck your raps, fuck your rep, and fuck you. Be the one to expose your life, I would love to, motherfucker. I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Man, something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas? Yeah. I'm hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices, hearing voices in my head. What they say? Man, something ain't right. Fuck is wrong with these niggas?
Understand, man, I don't even know you, man. I mean, I don't even know y'all niggas exist. Y'all niggas call us a beef. All you doing is making yourself hot. You not affecting me, nigga. I got cake. If I wanted you touch, you'd be touched. I'd be sitting in my fucking Hawaii sipping on pina colada. You making me sick. Actually, I'm laughing at you. We all laughing at you. Matter of fact, do what you gotta do, man. Don't call me, man. You know, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Alright?
MCMI Radio. You're in the bonus
D,
hour.
Motherfucker D. Learn to speak English first, alright? D.
Yeah, it's another one from Destroy. MCMI Radio, bonus hour.
Stop mimic, stop stomach. I'm not stomach. What the fuck is wrong with drum set?
Mount metal, you snare struggles, bass at death levels, higher than air levels. I point like death symbols. Dynamics divine is how I'm defined. And man, dumb and declined, the activation is on. You decompose the diagnosis decayed. I'm deemed deadly by these days, your career's delayed. So dangerous, so dangerous. Down the ditch, on the double, every strength is dipped. No debate and wit, destroy dictatorship. Have dudes shook like that final destination flip. The concerto of the desperado. With deficit, my diary documents, all of my dropkicks, the undisputed, these athletes, diabolic. Don't get it distorted, I deflect effects to no degree.
I'm done.
So say two of your vitamin D, FCROY. Take two in the morning, you be staying alive. Get up, feeling great for real, no lie. Don't knock it till you go try. It's so vibe, vitamin D.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, back into time.
Go bonkers,
Austin
is, boy,
still
good, 3,000.
Come on,
the first rapper to say he's paid. Get caught with rage, play, Jade is paid, Link, Jade is paid. 911 is a joke, that's flavor, flavor, this ain't 88. DJs don't play for space, the naked years that'll make you pray. When the cops come, you face the case. I'ma take the weight, and I ain't afraid. Throw beef in the air, nigga, raise the stakes. Come on, watch out. We run New York, the party black out. He does the tour. I am not a gangster, but in Hell's Tunnel, I'm a breath of fresh air. My nigga, don't you smell trouble? I make mama cry, quiet harmonize. Your boy say, damn, D, he was on the rise. You think heads is dying now in hip hop? When my shit drops, if it don't get cops, get popped.
Fuck that. I said it's all. Watch the back, 'cause all the haters on the block ain't doing
killing you. Make cats when they kill you and put the metal in you. I did my best to avoid the penitentiary. Gave love to rappers and now I get it sent to me. Now my name be bubbling. Up come the trouble when cash flow we doubling. Hair on the back of the line, thinking if I should have started selling crack for a dime. But then it's like I would be really moving backwards to shine. Strapped with a nine, my own prisoner, trapped in a mine. Yeah, I came a long way from the runner, from the poor rain thunder, looking for a house to put my name under. My brain went there if the pain's gonna break me down. Maybe I should snake around. Damn, I make it sound so rock steady is Uncle Howie is. Psychological records is so is. Obama is. McCain is. Now it feels to say that. How you doing? What? Damn, I'm doing so. You witnessing the ugly, the bad, and the ain't nothing like the old days when arsonists were sold. They're bringing light to the hood.
MCMI Radio, Real Talk, Real Radio. We got Destroy in the building. Call us up. 646-478-3599.
Yeah, yeah, MCMI Radio. It's the extended mix. GMS on the wheels. I'm playing a lot of Destroy because we had him in studio talking about his new movie. You can go to the website, mcmireport.com. This is not a movie that's out that he's in. This is a movie that he wrote and will be starring in if it gets funded. And there's a Kickstarter for it right now. Go to the site, or you can go to Kickstarter.com and you can search Funny Thing. The full title of the movie is Funny Thing About Making Sex. If you search Funny Thing, it's going to come up. He's got a blog about it. Read about it. There's already some people cast for the movie. It sounds like a really, really funny story, but it's also about a serious topic, you know, finding real love, you know, in modern times. So go check that out, definitely. I'm not playing exclusively Destroy music. I got some new a new joint from DMP and Fonte, Dead End Street, about to hit you with, and I'll be back with some Talib Kweli, Currency, and Kendrick Lamar, and then some more Destroy. So MCMI Radio, Real Talk, Real Hip Hop.
They say this is a big rich town.
Taking stretches and touching the ceiling. They telling you, fuck it, go get them. Give a fuck about feelings. And you grew up together, but he's snitching. You ain't fucking with him. The homies wanna kill him. His cousin gonna steal him. The funny part is, they live in the same building. One above the other is right under.
It's that project G.
Same letter, different number.
It's that project G.
I hope he make it through the summer.
It's that project G.
Save a hog for his mother in the ghetto.
MCMI Radio.
Nigga, it's all good. Sweatsuits matching my flows, they all hood, homie. I'm from a place where niggas kill you for a penny. Wake up in the morning, hit the block like the Kim Day. The city gave birth to my committee, making this dirty money way before Diddy. You out of town, be easy when you around. Bullet spray on every corner, they poppin' surround sound, nigga. This is VA, you wanna play on my turf? Guns clapping like thunder and put you under the earth, nigga.
They say this is a big rich town.
harías una fiesta y se me ocurrió visitarte.
Oh, well,
¿cuál es la palabra secreta de hoy?
Today's palabra secreta es...
My two frogs that got burned on the radiator. Two flushing the toilets and the two cookies fell. Oh, man, is that my beeper? Two pizzas said, yo. The deal isn't real. Peace, my brother said, coming down the street. Where you at, kid? Where you at? Where's the lime green applesauce, kid? 48 times I told you don't go. The milk is not there. Monkey, where you at, monkey? He said to me, and my father's telling me, yo, father, what you telling me? Daddy, daddy, don't like me. He said, daddy, daddy, the refrigerator's by the gate. I don't care what school you go to. Nah, nah, Sal, tell, nah. Clown, I was telling him, yo, you don't know me, I'm not real. I said, kid, the TV is on channel 13. You know 13, like in the scene, in the fiend, in the ring? The sky was black. It almost looked like candy apple green. Hey, sweetie, what's going on with your metal plates? But nah, all you see is the sun coming down onto the bus. The sun comes down to the bus. I said the sun comes down to the bus. So you play my CD. I called them Blink on 2 and he didn't know it. I said, yo, who's your god? He said, La Poutine. I was like, baby, you so sweet. Your nectar is from my reflector. I'm a flattened pit. I know who I am. And do you know who you am? I was with the chicken by the hippo. I was with the chicken by the hippo. Born with a monkey, funky junkie. Who you think you are, you flunky? I was a winner, not a winner. Everybody knows my style, 'cause the pimp said I was for 99 cents.
Yeah, that's Destroy with Disturbed Words, or Disturbed Words as they spell it. For those of y'all looking up Destroy on the internet, is D-Destroy, S-T-R-O-Y. There's no E in that. Go look up his joint. And don't forget to hit up the Kickstarter page.
She's so cool, man.
And pledge some money so we can get this film made. MCMI Radio.
I like the way that you walk. I ain't in love with this bitch, but I just can't quit it. I'm addicted to her lies, but I never could admit it. She had me buying dinner, sipping liquor till I'm shitted. She was ironing my Levi's and picking out my fitteds.
What a pigeon, I was daily with the visits. Crazy when I hit it, baby jizzing in her vision. Turning up the system, got her banging in the kitchen. Her kids was probably listening while she's taking what I'm giving.
I told her little kids learn to share the television. The entire living room was filled with the smell of ism. I told my old war story that daddy was in prison. They used to listen to the purr of my caddy engine.
We chillin' like we frigid. I spit my sickest wittens, every line I had a sniffin'. Her mom was always riffin' what I'm doing for a living. I tell her take a business so she stop with all trippin'.
She always waited to talk, no, she would never listen. But she pushed all of my buttons, just be all of a sudden. Making me emotional and tired of breathe. I'm so stupid and lusty, would be much smarter to leave.
Your kids, they need sneakers, your baby needs shoes. I'm in love with this lie, maybe it's true. I know that I'm married, but I'm crazy for you. And it's something inside me, and it's making me do.
Molly, my baby. Oh, Molly, she's the baddest lady. Molly, oh, Molly, my baby. I'm addicted to her, no,
yeah.
She drives me crazy.
Yeah, she's a fine chick. Blow your mind, shit. Lately, on her, I don't have no time, shit. Now I'm sick. Where the fuck you at? She got me fiending, ready to snuff a cat.
I couldn't fuck with that, stuck in a wet dream. Hanging from her whims and windows, choked by her next scheme. She throws a look at me, her eyes always catch me. I'm a difficult answer, but she always gets me.
Texting, calling, Facebook stalking. Front of a crib with my boys, I am all in. What about wifey? This isn't like me. That my side piece is fucking with my psyche.
I changed my whole outfit, my drawers to my Nikes. My mind going crazy, my story's just shiesty. Reeking the booze now, I'm pushing a porn guy. Every night there's a new girl who looks like a porn star.
A porn star? Oh, I ain't warn y'all who we are. Pull women out of moving cars that straight remove they bras. My wife's beefing about all these groupie bras. These boys slaying the life of a movie star.
Your kids, they need sneakers. Your baby needs shoes. I'm in love with this lie. Maybe it's true. I know that I'm married, but I'm crazy for you. And it's something inside me that's making me
fly cars on track, falling off, gain scars in these rap walls. Ain't nothing band-aids won't cover. Touring with 7D coverage, live bands, two buses, my own cash, no budget, no major label funding. Jets, baby, we went from crawling to walking to running. You can't say nothing, you under gag order. Hopping out of Audis, hurting y'all with kicks, I'm the transporter. Think about it, never mind, you ain't gotta. I'm already on some whole other words to your motherfucking self. Nobody else gonna do it for you, nobody else. And now then someone to offer you help, but they ain't doing nothing till they really see you trying to do something. I ain't bluffing, Kush puffing on you jive turkeys, stuffing stockings with these gifts. All the bull applaudables, homie, take a whip.
Nothing is spoken on, produced it, never got time for no excuses. Gotta go beyond my flow, it's tomfoolery. I smoke these poor rappers so fast, they come in charcuterie. I beautifully exude the vibe, it's free of ambiguity. Your goonery, for the sake of goonery, it's cartoons to me, it's coonery, it's lunacy. Just make it plain, only way that you hang is attached to a tree. The moon talk to the sea, it's weak of body language fluently. We make it rain when I'm on fire, she always try to douse me. Only reason that you make it rain is cause you're diamond cloudy. I see you from a mile away. When they get overcast, old people feeling in their bones, invade your home like I broke the glass and let myself in. Fighting for freedom like the people in Tunisia, spread to Sudan and Egypt. This the music for the movement. The score to your achievements, never join them, so you gotta beat them. It's carpe diem, hey.
Kindergartners, my vision's bothered by vigilantes that harbor on street corners. Try your hardest to harvest bundles of weed on you. The starving of speed on you. Stampede on you. Impede on your pockets, then pee on you. Dreams of us living lavish in fabrics of fine linen. Spinning established with women dining and laughing. But this environment got us violent, ready to crash in. To society, take the driver's seat, hope you fasten. Your seatbelts twice, when I rolled them dice, I crapped. So many times I can build casinos from scratch. Too many daps you might receive from the things you achieve. Relax, that's what my mental say, but my physical's been detached. I'm on some other shit, like fuck the government. I'm higher ranking, where's the mothership? I made a covenant that I would change you, but my luck has been quite disgusting when reality came. Where the fuck you been? Left him face down like he was planking.
Top.
love, rotten monster with spots to conquer. Is that what you want, huh? Ain't your mama warn you to hold your rosary when you notice me rolling the streets? You know it's beef. If I show you half a party with a sack, why? Cause niggas are singing lottie dottie and it's about to get rotty up in the sack. Party with a sack, why? Cause niggas are singing top billing and you about to see the cops filling. Yeah. They bugging out and throwing chairs in the club or your house. You know they there, why? Cause they fuck it up for everybody. They fuck it up for everybody. They start in fights for no fucking reason. The bouncers tell them that they need to start leaving. Why? Cause they fuck it up for everybody. They fuck it up for everybody.
Party and pool chick, come on.
We party
and pool chick.
We party
and pool chick.
We party
and pool chick.
We party. Let's go.
And pool chick.
We party.
Let's go.
And pool chick.
We party.
Let's go.
And we pool.
Yeah, MCMI Radio. This is the extended mix. About to be out of here. GMS, LR Blitzkrieg. Catch us every Friday night, 9 to 10. Sometimes we have we go extra for the downloaders later. The people who want to go hit up the site, hit up the archives, you get the extra bonus material. That's what we're hitting you with right now. We're about to call it a night, Friday night. Go to MCMIReport.com. And check out the whole site. And if you want to hear the past episodes of the radio show, there's archive links up there. You can download it, throw it in your iPod and what have you. So check you out next Friday, MCMI Radio, real talk, real hip hop.
MCMI.